So guys, Seven Psychopaths, I'll level with you. It's the kind of film that I wouldn't go see if I was paying, because I don't like seeing people getting shot on the head.
Uh-huh.
So like, I spent half the time in the cinema just with my eyes shut. Once we got
fair enough, man.
The OCD of that. I loved it. It's the kind of film that it's got lots of layers. You think about it more and more. I thought about it more today. And it's basically not about psychopaths, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's almost about the exploration of violence to then upend it and dissect it and disagree with it in some ways, I think.
I mean, it might sound like trying to win some kind of political favour by saying it, but it really is about how violence doesn't work, and it's presented in a really entertaining way with some amazing dialogue. But I think the whole thing is, because the only question that the violence in the film might actually pay off is what Sam's character goes through to inspire me or to give me a certain amount of material that I can then go and write the script that I've wanted to write. That's not even a gift, because by the end you think my character gets away with it because he survives, but he's not. He's cursed as well by everything that he's borne witness to. So nobody gets out of it. You know, as soon as violence comes into the playing field, everyone is going to hurt. It's just by lesser or greater means.
Mm. Your character, though, Colin, he says, doesn't he, you'll know the line better than I do, Martin. He says it's about love, it's brotherly love, it's
peace and
harmony.
Yeah.
Do you think that does play out in the film? Do you think that is what the audience comes away with at the end?
I hope so. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But it's kind of what I come away. It's what I was trying to achieve in it, to have certain amounts of cinematic violence and dark aspects, but then to come out of it with some kind of decency and hope and anti-violent kind of, not message, but
I haven't seen the film. I'm hearing some good things today, man. I'm looking forward to
but
seeing
no,
it.
I do think we've achieved what we talked about and
what we spoke
to,
about initially.
Yeah, that it is finally about peace in some way.
I mean, your character, Colin, he's basically a good guy, isn't he? And he's writing a script. I don't know why I'm explaining the character.
No, please do, because I've been asked all day to explain the character and I haven't been able to, so come on.
He's writing a script and he has to find some authenticity, I can't say the word, in psychopaths, and he really delve into that psychopathic underworld of America.
Yeah.
Was there any way you didn't go when you were writing it and acting it, you thought this is just too far, like...
I don't. If there was anything that you cut out for having gone too far, and I don't know what that might have been, because the stuff that I saw, like the graveyard shootout and all that, was insane. And then on the night, it's not as insane doing it, of course, as it would feel, I assume, watching it, because you know, you're seeing behind the curtain and the magic of it is broken a little bit, and you're seeing the technical aspects of it all, you know, in the bringing together the various elements that make the scene, that when you see the film goes, wow, shocking. You know, you were referring to that with tomato ketchup blood and all that kind of stuff, and getting very technical to certain things, but there was a certain level of extremity in this film that didn't seem to be present in Bruges. As much as there was moments of violence in Bruges there was more of a kind of a settled sense of existential quandary, where in this there is also this existential issue beneath the surface of you know, a man's creative purpose on the planet and ideas of emotional truth to oneself, whether it's regarding his alcoholism or not, or whatever it may be, friendship. But it's covered by this really colourful and beautiful music of violence and language, to the point where I think people can come from the cinema and they can garner different things. You know, if somebody wants to come and have some sense that it does have an anti-violence sentiment or talk about certain ideas like that, that's fine. And on the other hand, people just come out and go, wow, that was brilliant, you know, and not bother with it.
But you have a priest from Vietnam with a hooker and a gun.
I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful. When I read that, I thought, you know, and the idea of the choice that the priest had of how to seek revenge, and then the other choice, how to deliver his message in equally as seemingly violent a way, but a way that was just inflicted upon the self, as opposed to going out into the world, you know.
But writing for psychopaths and acting with them, not with them, with the actors who are psychopaths, it must be incredibly liberating, though, because there's no constraints with it. You know, he's a psychopath, so...
It's fun writing for one, but it was kind of similar to writing for Ray. It's like when someone has no boundaries, no qualms about what they say and what they do in the last one. It's kind of joyous, because a scene can go anywhere because the characters can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's as a writer, it's great fun.
It's obviously a great ensemble cast, and never want to single out certain people, but Christopher Walken in this.
You'd have to.
Yeah. It's like Oscar worthy. I mean, it's
so cool, man. Yeah. Two people have said that. It's deadly.
I think he's because I guess he hasn't won one since Deer Hunter.
Since Deer Hunter, has he been nominated since then?
Yes, the Spielberg
thing. Oh yeah. Catch Me If You Can.
But he's always been fantastic, and he's been fantastic in little tiny. You couldn't even call them cult movies. Like there's one called Communion. He was amazing.
Oh yeah, the alien. Yeah, he was brilliant.
He's crazy brilliant.
Yeah, he really was.
But he always puts in strange, brilliant work. So whatever, and he's such a. I love him to bits. So whatever he gets out of this would be cool by me.
And just finally, we've gone quite deep as you can get in an 8-minute junket. But really, it's just about a bloke who's lost his dog and.
Yeah, when you boil it down,
it's much more meta.
When you boil it down, that's really what it's about.
Pretty much, yeah.